afraid of radio wars.
You fucking, you niggas trying to play the nigga, trying.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck are you pushing me to?
I wonder her front teeth that is cut with a slant. Like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell Booney.
He's a radishing cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news. We're Chill the Fighting J. We are real human beings. And nobody disrespects me.
That means you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. What's this? I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera, my sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer, really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We get, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
I apologize. My name's Ian. Let me introduce myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
Alright. Well, I apologize.
Well,
I made you feel bad.
Give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
You were horrible. You were horrible and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good. So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
Go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like Radio Wars. And he fucking does this shit?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wild and wacky, wonderful world with apologies.
Our friend Lane is blowing us off to hang out with his other real friend.
Oh, shit. Really?
Hard drugs?
Do you guys remember long ago, Lane was like, yeah, I'm gonna buy a new camera. I'm gonna quit my job. I'm gonna tour across America making documentaries about like Joe Booney.
Whatever happened to that thing? I miss that guy.
I'm
that
not
guy
aware of
lit.
That, but that's great.
Yeah, that's what he says. Like, yeah, I'm gonna visit Ian Ellis and Ross Dog, and then I'm gonna go to Canada and find Joe Booney.
Ross, you don't know this, but for like a year and a half at least, he's been working on a movie about you based on The Beach Bum, where he was like recutting it to be about you being lit. That never happened.
I don't know what that is. I might have to look at that.
It was supposed to be a rock documentary, and that didn't happen.
Huh.
Well, Lane sent a message to me. I don't know if it was Ian, but okay, it was. But it's... I can't make it over today. My animation buddy is over and we're working on something.
Bellin's in the chat blaming it on Corona.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I like how he acts like the show stuck up on him.
No.
Wait, you guys are doing a show this week. Fuck.
It sneaks up on me. It was Thursday. I was like, man, I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch probably 4 or 5 hours of Charles Bennett tapes, and I only ended up watching 45 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I'll get to it. And then all of a sudden it was Sunday. And I was like, shit.
What was he talking about?
Donate
Charles
to
Bennett had,
my PayPal. It's, yeah.
Get he's credit, got nigga. $34 left. Oh, and shit. His Acura was, I guess the key broke off in the ignition. And
too
was,
strong, too powerful.
Yeah, exactly. His strong. Key broke off in the ignition or something. There was some problem with his key. And I guess he was having a problem with the Acura dealer. That's what he's up to.
He's sitting there with his glasses half off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, smoking meth.
The key didn't work because it's a stolen car. Fucking crackhead. It's not even his.
No, no.
This ain't my Bentley. What the fuck?
To be fair, it's the same car he's had in all these videos. So it's the car he lives in.
Oh, okay. He lives in it.
Yeah.
I don't know much about Charles, so I went on a deep dive this week. And I found a clip on Reddit that may be evidence that he is has done some gay stuff.
Ooh.
What?
With Dante.
So Ross, I DM'd you a list of clips. I don't know if you want to pull up is Charles Bennett gay, or we could start with Mersh.
No. We might as well start with Charles Bennett because I've never heard of this shit.
I'm gonna guess it's under the one titled Charles Bennett gay.
Solved it.
Let's see, open up.
Did you watch this, Ian, for pleasure, or was this research?
I was excited.
Okay.
I've never fucked a fool. Put that on the bucket list to fuck one of the fools.
All right, pulling it up right now.
Bah. Jesus, man. I didn't realize he was that hard up for cash.
He may have done this for drugs. But he also very much filmed himself.
Yeah, who's this playing on my phone, nigger? Hey, bro, it's me, Ross Dog. Remember me? No, I don't remember you. Who the fuck are you, nigger?
Well, you know, the last time you were out here in Florida, we smoked crack together. And then I sucked your dick behind that 7-Eleven. You don't remember that?
A lot of guys suck my dick behind 7-Elevens, nigger.
Oh, Charles.
Jeez. Yeah, I know you're black, but...
And it's not on crack. It's on big black dick. I need big black dicks in my throat. And I was just wondering if maybe you want to come over and maybe I could, give you some slop top.
I don't know, nigger. You really want me to come bust in your throat?
Yeah, I mean, not just you, like, bring your whole crew. Like, I'm down to slop up the
whole crew. The whole crew.
I'm Ross Dog.
This is a thought.
I dicks like fucking candy, bro. I got holes, bro. And you know, you come put them in all the holes and just drench me in all your cum.
What the fuck do you think about all day?
This tape is disgusting. This
faggot Ross Dog.
All right, bro. I'll call Jay.
Who's Jay? So there you have it.
I never knew that. Holy shit. I mean, it makes sense. He's got $34.
Every fucking time someone has to come out here in the garage. Holy shit.
Get in my room. Goddamn.
They're invading
I'm doing a
quarantine.
Podcast.
That was not, you know what? That was not me. Bullshit.
Get
I don't know
me
what
off there. Out. I'm podcasting. Ross, I don't think anybody said that was you. I think we just
said
it seems like Charles
is
gay.
Clearly said my name on there.
That's true. There's some people that are thinking that Alexander Octopus Cortez is actually Rev.
Oh. Yeah, we got some chat infighting. Chat Force is disbanded. I declared Nat Force, but that's just me.
Nat Clo?
Yep, Nat Force.
Nat Clo's the man.
Nat Force 1.
Mm-hmm.
Nat Force 1 coming in hot. We got a bogey.
That's fucking crazy.
see how, you know, they've been calling me Hollywood Ellis?
Yeah, man. I like it. I think you are Hollywood Ellis.
Well, unfortunately, Luis J. Gomez looks up to me. And anytime I do something, he does something. And so he's been spazzing out all week. And I posted a couple clips on With Apologies. And it seems like people are excited about the downfall of Luis.
I saw it, yeah. He was on Calta or some shit. Or Controller or whatever his name is.
Mike Calta, a.k.a. Cowhead.
Yeah. So it's not Man Cow. It's Cow.
No, not Man Cow. He used to be a producer for Bubba. So it's like when MJ left Tampa, he became the new like fight for Bubba. It's fucking all gay. It's all gay shit. All
isn't
bunch of gay
Bubba
shit.
Sounds gay. Isn't Bubba down here at our level? Like, didn't he like do something with Kyle?
I stopped listening when I stopped driving around at work years ago in the morning. So I don't know what any of them do. I know Mike Calta and Bob Kelly have some gay quarantine podcasts going on. That's all I do know.
They do with Luis J. Gomez, but Luis J. Gomez was not having it.
Yeah, he
was that.
He DM'd me that Calta's a faggot. Put that out there.
I want to give Luis some advice because, like, he was trying to do to Calta what I did to him, but like he didn't know how to like stay calm and have a point to make. So he just looked like a spaz the entire time.
Can we check out?
I loaded up the shorter version of it. Can we check out the short? Click your pen. Don't click your pen. Don't play with your coolie.
Don A. C E.
Dante Nero?
Oh. Have you been listening to Don A's success beats while I pull up this video?
I have no idea what that
he
guy
changed your
does
life
anymore.
No anger.
No, it's called Abilify. That's what it is.
What are we pulling up, Ian? The Hollywood Ellis one?
Yeah, I hate your medication because I feel like I've lost my friend. You're just like a simpy pussy version of your old self.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ian, I'm still here.
Did you see how he started Royal Rumble?
I'm still here.
I didn't get to see it because the video got taken down.
All right, it started with him and Jay, and basically CEO kind of just walked in, sat down, stuck his chin out for Jay, and Jay slapped him a couple times, and even Jay felt so bad he didn't want to roundhouse kick his head off. That was about it.
I don't know
if
what
I'm
I
being
did
honest. From a,
he was like, oh, you know what, Jay? You're not so bad. I like you, actually. Can we... I'm CEO. Can we? You know, Mittens is calling himself the true CEO now.
Oh shit!
Mittens Management LLC, a guy that's been around for like 3 days, feels like he could just take your position.
I don't know what I did. Like, I want to listen. Jay invited me. I went on there. I answered his questions. You know, he showed me his cooler, and then I fell asleep.
His coolie.
You didn't touch your coolie. Don A looks like Teddy Atlas.
Yeah, AOC, Mike Calta fucking stinks. I used to listen to him driving to St. Pete every morning, and he so desperately wants to fit in with ONA, but he does that terrestrial fucking morning zoo radio. It's fucking, it's
yeah,
sad
so
to me.
They'll never
it's
like him anyway.
I felt like he did great with Luis, though. He didn't get all worked up. Luis was, I think Luis is like coked up these days. Because he just had like the completely wrong energy for the fight.
I mean, Calta has been around for a long time, but he's a fucking...
I do like that Calta basically said to him exactly what Luis and Zach said to us. It's like, you're a heck podcaster, Luis.
Have you ever seen his show, the Mike Calta Show?
Like no.
The other people that are on there. Fuck.
I haven't, but I have heard comics shout out Cowhead before.
Yeah,
like
that's
cool...
what he used to go as until MJ left and he took over around here.
MJ.
MJ Todd Schnitt. But basically, if it left. Wasn't for Jim Norton liking Cowhead and some other comedians, he would have been on Jocktober as well. So that's why no one really heard of him.
You guys.
What?
Kenny is.
Oh, Kenny.
Kenny's calling
about
me
him.
On Discord.
I got that video up. Think? Should we play it? Let Kenny in.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You think Opie and Anthony used to tease Jimmy the way you tease me about Dante? They're like, "Oh, hey Jim, you go hang out with Cowhead this weekend?"
I'm sure radio from him. Yeah, you gonna hang out with one of your radio friends there, Jimmy?
Yeah. They let him in when Opie and Anthony were still around. They let Calta in once, and I believe he was going by Mike Calta. And I think he was with Jim Norton. He's just kind of like, "Hey, this is my friend. Blah, blah, blah.
Be nice to him, please."
Yeah, they were like, "He does big radio show, blah, blah." Opie's like, "Oh, yeah, does."
Opie was really into it. He was asking questions.
What kind of mic do you use? How many amps and watts?
All right. Video?
Yeah, man.
34 seconds.
Yeah, video.
Stop clicking your pen.
Literally, kick Dylan out of the studio. Kick him out of the studio. Kick him out of the studio. Dylan, you're off the show today. You're off the show today. I'm serious. Go. I'm gonna stop clicking my fucking pen. Are you out of your fucking mind? What is going on here? The fucking level
right,
of disrespect.
Lewis. Mm-hmm. Click it more.
I'll click my fucking pen all the live long day. Nonstop.
And you say you're on Alan's
Did
side.
He just say all
no,
the live
I don't care,
long
Dylan,
day?
You're off the show today.
Also, Ross Dog is a fag.
Hey, wait. That seemed edited.
No, man.
Oh, now I got taken down and I can't check it out. Motherfucker.
You didn't hear he was talking about you?
Oh, it was? What'd he say?
The Legion of Skank subreddit's been teasing you all week.
Why?
I got some screenshots. You want me to read them? Should we read Ross's haters?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, of course.
At @JOO_Z Jews says, wasn't Ross the one that dresses like the Hamburglar?
Everybody hates that shirt. I love it.
And then
the fucking Tampa Bay Rays shirt. It's a polo too.
Fork Monkey replied, "He's the one that almost cried."
Oh, so these are all your alt accounts. I see. I see what's going on. All right, tell us more of your alt accounts.
At AOC, I am definitely not Mittens Mittens LLC. Says, you dig? I don't. I got nothing.
What? Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Is there an airplane in CEO's room?
That's in my room.
Oh, that's actually your room.
It's the DMT.
Ian lives 5 minutes from O'Hare Airport. There you go, everybody.
Uh-huh.
In the old episodes, I lived under an underpass, and in the new episodes, I live in a car.
Ian used to live in a bird's nest, actually. There was so many, the fucking sounds, the crows or whatever.
Yeah.
I was getting in touch with my inner bird.
He still lives there. That's just on the back patio, on the balcony.
Okay. Well, now he's got his car at least.
Yeah.
I have another we were talking about Lewis. Why am I changing the subject?
I don't know.
Lewis, what are you doing spazzing out?
Who was that? Some kind of like intern or producer?
I
Did he
wish,
say Dylan?
There's some shitty podcaster named Ethan and Sheila. All these fucking shit YouTube shows, the interns say shit like that, like quit clicking your pen. I like that Lewis was like, shut the fuck up, intern. Yeah. You're not part of the goddamn show.
That's right.
No, you're not getting a camera.
And Lewis, get a bell. Get a bell, nigga.
Yeah.
Lewis, it would help if you just fought people instead of yelling at them. You should hit a bell and then go, "All right, it's fight time," and then go knock a motherfucker out.
All right, Ian, if we are going to make a fool's crossover, we take Louis J. Gomez, Felony Charles Bennett, and we make them fight on street beefs. That's a fool's crossbow.
When we first thought of the idea of them fighting, I thought, oh man, Louis is fucked. But looking at tapes of Charles, I think Louis could actually like beat the dog shit out of this guy.
I don't know, man. I give Felony's got that fucking right hand from hell, man. Felony can throw it.
Louis said something good the other day. His fat friend Tim Dillon was like, I want to have a diet like Brendan Schaub. And Louis was like, doggy, doggy, doggy. Brendan Schaub has never been fat a day in his life. He's an athlete. I was a fat kid. Apparently, Louis weighed like 310 pounds in high school. And he's like, really? You want to listen to a fatty that got thin, doggy. Not a guy that's been thin his whole life, doggy.
Oh, shit.
You think he stole the whole doggy thing from me? I'm starting to wonder.
Yes.
I think he's just a patchwork of shit that he picked up along the way.
Something else he did recently, it reminded me of Ian, something Ian's done. I can't think of it now, though. But it was definitely something he stole from you.
Dick?
yelling at people, spazzing out.
Make chicken?
Oh.
That would be funny as hell if Lewis made chicken on the show. I was like, I'm the chicken.
It was some kind of alpha title of his stream that made me think of you. Something about it.
I was watching.
Not that you're an alpha, but it was the conversation.
Lewis has actually been dope lately. He put Ari Shaffir on a lie detector, and he asked him if Joe Rogan has ever done gay shit.
I wouldn't know. I don't watch him.
Did Ari answer?
Ari said no, and he passed on that one.
Really? That's only what he knows about, though.
You're one of those dudes that no amount of evidence will ever be enough. Like, I had Joe Boney.
No, I don't believe it.
I had Joe Boney on my podcast, and I was like, Joe, the government says they found off-world ships. Aliens are real. What do you think? And he goes, I don't believe in aliens. And I was like, I wasn't asking if you believed them. They're here. No, they're not. I don't think they're real.
Fucking Joe. Joe, I couldn't get over the fact that Joe talked about how he's got a lawyer, like, on retainer, basically. That was crazy to me.
You know, Joe has about 25 dedicated listeners, and he buys $5,000 suits for them.
Oh, I know, right? Sorry. I don't think they're $5,000. I think they're from the Sears outlet store, and his mom just tells him they're $5,000. That's what I like to believe.
I think he's going to be the Muslim version. Like, you know how Christians have the prayer cloth? He's going to have the Muslim prayer rug. He's like, Allah wants you to be prosperous. If you believe in him, he will give you his riches. Look at my mansion. Look at my boat. You too can be like me if you just buy this prayer rug.
Look at my podcast studio.
You say, yes, Allah, I am a sexy piñata, and you are too.
Either of you gentlemen interested in listening to the Bubba vs. Mike Calta call fight?
Yeah, why not?
From 2015.
Sure. Classic.
This is some real Fight Club shit right here.
This is like nobody ever was critical of shit back when this was happening. So even though this is outdated, you've never heard anybody talk about
it. No, never. No. Because Bubba was fighting with, like, Hogan and shit. No one cared about Mike Calta. Except Tampa Radio.
Oh, is he the one that fucked Hogan's wife?
No. No, Hogan fucked, Bubba's wife.
Oh, cuck.
In Bubba's house.
You could have got him right there, Louis. Yeah. You could have got him right there. One chess move. You should have been like snapping to a slam jam.
Remember when Mike Hogan's son crashed the car around here and almost killed his friend? Or did kill his friend? What happened?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Their little rich asshole fucking spoiled son driving like a Lamborghini or some shit just went crazy out of a parking lot and crashed right away and fucking pretty much killed his military serving friend. I think he's paralyzed for life. Anyway,
Didn't his daughter go to France or something?
Huh? She did some songs. Really bad songs.
I remember things around his family got real weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, with the incest stuff?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Hot dog skin.
I don't know. I heard stories. I heard stories that Hogan's daughter might have, you know... She might have...
had a dick? What?
Them two might have had, like, a little Hulk that might have got aborted. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Alright.
Am I the only one that heard those things?
When you get into the bed with the Hulkinator, it doesn't matter if it's for cuddles, for kisses, or fucking. It's going down.
Yeah, brother.
This is Cowhead on the screen, who now goes by Mike Calta. He's like, I'm Mike Calta now. Like if I dropped Ross Dog. I'm Ross Bennington.
Remain relevant by calling this show is a guy who can't fill his own show with content.
Sounds like Broke Bar.
So he's calling us. Hello?
Now, am I live on your guys' air? Because you're live on my air.
Yes, you are. Finally, somebody will take your phone call. So try to help you remain relevant in this town, you moron.
So is that how you're spinning it?
Spinning what? You're the one calling me. You've been on this show. You've been on the air.
This sounds like Royce when he gets a feisty call.
He looks like Royce. He's looking at the screen. Looks just like Royce.
Yeah, you're calling into my show. And don't forget 18 areas. And I think we've all known what's going on here. Home studio. Yeah.
Yeah. But remember, this guy desperately wants to be like an Opie and Anthony guy. This is what he does.
I do too.
You don't do this?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having their fucking money.
This guy makes millions a year.
I want to be like them if they weren't them.
That's true. I wouldn't want to have Kumi's hair plugs or his burnt skin.
You played 5 parody songs, I'm guessing. 7. Sorry, the count is up to 7. 7 parody songs, and now you have to call me because you can't fill a show with content. You have nothing. Now, I dare you to do a whole show without playing one parody bit. I dare you.
Mike?
Yes, Todd?
I've been doing radio for 30
years. Yeah, I know, but for the last, 5, it's been pathetic radio. You started out good. You were killer when you're on at night. And then when you were on in mornings at 98 Rock, you were good for a while. And then you got so cocky and lazy, it just
Yes, Ian, let's go to you.
I fucking loathe the, it's this Hollywood wormy thing where he's like, well, all right, technically these 3 things are good about you. You're good at broadcasting, you show up on time, and you did up this, that. Like, they have to acknowledge each other's accomplishments.
Yeah, show the respect, like,
fuck you. Yeah, fuck you and your mama, too. No, suck my dick, Nick. You suck.
You know, Ian says the N-word for a lot.
He sure does.
Chicago. It makes me laugh every time.
Let's go back.
You have no concern about ever getting shot in your car?
I do.
Of course he does. He stays low.
Okay. They're saying on the Reddit that Lewis might be the edgiest comic alive because he says the N-word.
Really?
And he's basically white. So they're like, are we not giving him enough credit for how hard he tries to be edgy?
Puerto Rican.
Yeah, that's like the 5th... most edgy thing he does.
Okay, guys, one second. Kenny's gonna have a fucking knip shit.
Alright, Kenny.
Kenny, what's up, buddy? Kenny. Yeah, finally, 30 minutes in.
I will not
fucking stop your bitching. Is this your show,
you
Kenny?
Got a phone call.
Which I'm not.
Phone
answering.
Call, Kenny.
I wish you would.
Hello,
dude.
This is why we didn't let you on the first 30 minutes, Kenny. This is what happens.
Here's what I can't believe, Kenny. Who is calling you? Who?
It was Ryan. He already called me once.
Ryan A?
Unmuted.
Yeah, that's right.
How often does he call you?
Every day. Yeah, that's
like
right.
Once a week.
always on Sunday at exactly 7 p.m. You didn't think to maybe tell him, "Hey, dude, hey, douchebag, I'm doing a podcast."
All right, Kenny, can you be quiet?
I'm waiting to be unmuted.
Kenny, we're listening to Mike Calta and Bubba. Can you be quiet? Just for like a minute.
Who is that? Who is that? Is that the token black guy that you have in the studio so that you could be a racist?
Right. It's the token black.
Why don't you shut up? Why don't you shut up for a little while and let the real man talk?
I don't need.
Why don't you let the real man talk? Damn. Why do you kiss my ass every time you see me? But now you're gonna intern step up and try to be a tough guy. Let the big boys talk, little kid.
You kiss.
Listen, hey, if you want to talk to me, you talk to me. I don't want to talk to your underlings.
Listen.
No, you listen. Okay, it's my show. If you want to talk to me, Bubba, I've then you talk to me. Too. Don't send the little minions because like you can't handle a conversation one-on-one with me, and you know that.
So you're going to call. You're going to
shut up and let Bubba talk.
You're going to call.
No, you shut
you're
up.
Gonna call my,
hey,
you're
going to
call my. You're going to call 25 my token black guy.
You've said that 100 times on your show.
Black guy.
I don't know that I've said that. But anyway, okay. That's how you.
Why don't you look? If you tell him to shut up, or I'm going to hang up. You want to talk? I'll talk to you. I'm not going to talk to the underlings.
Cowhead, you're a little tough guy. You're a little New York tough guy.
I am not little, buddy. I'm very big. And I am tough. I'll punch you right in your fat face.
Ooh.
Yes, Todd. What do you got?
Set it up. You're saying that we're not relevant anymore. And by the way, I just let you go and go and go.
Yeah, I know. Because I control this conversation because you are too weak-minded to talk. That's why you'll go eventually. You go, right, Manson? What do you think about that, Manson? Because you couldn't handle a conversation like this. Is the fake guy there today? Where's Ned? Is Ned there?
So listen.
Wait, where's Ned? I want to say hi to Ned. Where's Ned?
You want to?
You're not going to let me talk to Ned? Did the fake guy leave the room? Yes. Well, he's over here now. He's over here. Yes, I'm over there. Where's the fake funny guy on the show? Let him talk to me.
That's true.
He's right here.
Let's say hi, Ned.
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey, hold on. I want you to meet my friend. This is Cliff. Hi, Ned. How you doing?
So, by the way, Ned fooled so many people in Florida for at least a decade.
Who the fuck's Ned?
Ned was a character on Bubba's show that, like, he's like a Willie Nelson type guy.
Okay.
I went to this huge livestock concert in Florida in, like, 2002, I think. It was, like, a three-day outdoor festival type place. And it was hosted by 98 Rock, and they had what they said was Ned there. He did a Willie Nelson song, but they just played an actual Willie Nelson song and had some Willie Nelson lookalike come on stage. And they played before the song, they had like a recording of Ned talking, and the guy was like lip talking it as he walked out to the stage.
Oh my god.
More exciting. Jeez. Before that was a guy, right when I walked in, had overdosed and died right on the sidewalk on the entryway. So that was pretty cool. On a side note.
That's pretty funny.
That's right, Kenny, it was. That's punk rock, Kenny. How punk rock is that? The first day of the festival, 7 a.m., and you're dead on the sidewalk from drugs.
That's pretty punk rock.
That's punk rock, yeah. Pretty that's punk right. Rock.
What kind of drugs? Heroin?
Everything, Kenny. You could have a 6-foot bong sitting next to a cop.
He didn't do a toxicology test, Kenny.
Yeah, it just happened. He was still on the concrete. It was hot.
Oh, Jesus.
It's humid. He's stinking. They got to take care of that. So us paying people that can still pay for drinks and food can get through, you know? Keep the ball rolling, Kenny. Ian? What happened to Ian? You go for a piss break? Oh, well, we don't
just
need
play
to.
The tape.
Play the fucking tape, Kenny.
Hold on, I'm sorry, I'm back. I think this is all going to tie jingling together. Because if we look at this and we look at his Bobby Kelly appearance and then we go to Mersh, I think there's a strong Mersh Calta correlation to be explored.
Oh, it's the same
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Cardinal Todd is Bubba the Love Sponge. That's his name, Todd.
Todd?
Todd Clem. That's his name, Clem. Todd that's Clem.
Nerdy redneck.
I don't
all
like that
shit. All
his
books are about agriculture.
Back where I grew up north of here, they had one nightclub there, and for a few years it was named Planet Bubba. He had like two or three he tried to put out there. And they had a loft above it, and I guess he lived in that fucking loft during that time, or he'd stay there sometimes. I had to do some plumbing. Had to do some plumbing up in there. Oh, but Bubba loves sponge.
96. 96.5
to Calvin. Bubba loves sponge.
I used to listen to him on
Ew, series. Kenny.
He's pretty funny.
No, he's not.
You well, can never.
Kenny thinks he's funny.
Name a time you he was funny. Never, no, because Kenny believes Kenny. The Ned character.
You can never count on him to go with a bit. You just have to trick him into whatever you want him to say.
Kenny, did you know Ned was fake? No.
Think so.
You'd think so.
I only listened to him for like 6 months.
Any other Kenny, faggots heard, out there thought did you ever think Ned was real?
Kenny, I heard Bubba the Love Sponge said that ska punk music is for faggot losers.
Lots of people have said that.
Yeah, well, Bubba the Love Sponge explicitly said he hates anyone that's into it. Yeah, he was talking about ska sucks.
Yeah, he thought he was close to Howard at one time. Bubba. He had Bubba Raw. It was on cable TV. Bubba Raw.
Kenny, you should be festering.
Kenny.
Do you want to hear more of this tape? Let's hear more of it. Come on.
Yeah, let's go.
Takes me back.
Yo, Calhoun, I just want to go. You're gonna.
Yes, Todd. What do you got for me, buddy? Hey, baby. Hey, by the way, wait.
You're
call
doing
me
that
Cal
voice, though, Cal.
Cal
shit.
Patty. Is that the best you could do? Is that the best you honestly can
I'm
do?
I didn't say
you
Patty.
Diabetic dirtbag. How much Botox have you had in that forehead and that hair dye that you
Jesus,
have?
Why would you do that, Mercy?
Oh, Doc.
Looking as horrible as you do with your purple vanny
don't
legs.
Dox him.
God cares what a guy looks like.
Oh, well, shut your. Is the underling talking again?
I'm glad Come you're. On. I'm glad I'll you're watching. Like thank second. You, buddy.
How I didn't watch.
I give credit where credit's due. Jesse P.S. came up with a funny concept. And he called it the Mersh Simpulator. And he said that all the clones, just like Red Bar has clones, Mersh has a million clones that are the simulation versions of his show. And that's what I feel like I'm watching right now. A Mersh What's Simulation.
Up, yeah, it's Tampa Radio. They wish Mersh and Royce definitely wish they were on the regular radio here. Regular
oh,
radio.
They would do anything to be on the, the regular radio.
It's also, too, like, you hear these two idiots yell at each other. Is it any different than fucking Fight Club or any of these other streams? Yes, these guys are making millions of fucking dollars doing this.
Somehow.
Hey, Bubba. The
and nice
bunch.
Studios. AC.
I was nice to you, and you didn't do me favors back. You're bad at this. You're bad at the industry.
Yeah, he used to work for Bubba and copied him. And then changed it a little, left him, and then tried to relate to ONA. Cocksucker.
I think there's an entire documentary about it.
Is there? Probably.
Watch it, I saw the 9 million pictures that you tweeted over the weekend when you were losing your mind, taking pictures of my billboard and sitting there going crazy. Listen, your guys are embarrassed by you. They're embarrassed by you. You make them all look stupid when you do stuff like that.
We think it's pretty funny. Actually. If you're gonna let me answer the original question, and you're done pounding your chest and trying to put yourself over, and how you're the big guy, and you're gonna smash me in the face, and I got a token black guy, and if you're all done with that, I'm going to answer your original question.
I don't even remember what the original question was, but go ahead.
The original question is: I've been unsuccessful here.
So Bubba's big mistake is you never want to take anyone's accusation seriously. You respond by making an accusation back. An accusation back. You never engage, and you're just going to lose. So fucking Bubba the Love Sponge threw him a raft. And he goes, well, I don't remember what the question was anyway. And he does that industry horseshit of backing down from the argument because he wants to be reasonable in the argument. Back to the clip. I just want to get my color
The other thing about this was that nobody dared expose Bubba's fake characters and shit. But this dude worked for him and had higher ratings at the time, so he didn't give a shit. But nobody ever did that shit. Even MJ didn't bring that shit up. Because MJ had his fake characters. The crotchety old man calls.
Suck my dick, I do characters.
here, and I was originally good then. And I was kind of decent on 98 Rock, but then I came here and got...
I don't think that was a question. That was a factual statement. I didn't ask you any questions. You want to talk about a question? Answer this question. What happened to you? What happened to you in Miami, Orlando, Richmond, Jacksonville, Detroit, St. Louis?
Oh, they're talking about you.
What happened there? Answer that question.
You got no subs, stupid.
You will never be in right.
One, we were syndicated in markets that you never were.
Right, okay, but what happened? What happened to every one of those markets? Answer that question.
Those fat white shoes.
Orlando, Richmond, Jacksonville, no Detroit, St. Louis, and Orlando. What happened?
You inherited a 13.
Answer my question first, buddy. Answer my question. What happened to all of your
they
failed
fucking rehearsed
markets?
This
you
shit.
Are unsuccessful in
you think he went on air and just said, let's
do
this?
Red carpet for you, and you shoved it right up your ass. You ruined everything.
They were like, you know, hey, Bubba, it's me. You know, we're going to call each other at this time. You know, hey, Bubba. And, you know,
no subs, no
spice
views,
it up a little bit, Bubba.
40, you're white. You failed at life.
I wish I could ask Bubba, who's Ian Ellis?
They said,
I do too.
What clip are people talking about? Lewis versus Calta? Or Lewis versus Bubba?
That's on the With Apologies channel. Maybe we should watch that after this. Let's get through this whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
What, the merch clip?
We'll get to that too. It's going to be a fun night.
You had a second chance. That you came here with your tail between the legs.
This has
them.
Five more minutes.
They hired you, and then they rolled you out, and you ruined it because you let your ego ruin it like you do with everything.
It.
You are terrible.
Ruined
and you
it.
Are old. And you know, and listen, everybody in your
by
room
by the way, you know what he's
it.
Doing right
Manson
now?
Knows it. He said it.
He has Bubba muted because this is from Kalta's side, but if you were listening from Bubba's side, you'd hear Bubba talking a bunch of shit right now with Kalta muted.
I mean, you can't deny it. We've had multiple conversations about it. You can say whatever you want, but
I'm bleached
you know
it
we
that
have.
Well, I know. I've been number one with Bubba for...
I know, but I didn't say that. All I'm saying is you've said to me, hey, man, I just collect a paycheck. I go in there, do what I have to do, and I leave. The show's terrible, but it seems to be working. You never said that to me?
Right. I will tell you this. Usually, I won't let a person, you know, take over and try to run rock.
Yeah, but because you never called anybody that could put you in your place. No. You didn't even think I was going to take your phone call today, and now I'm embarrassing you in front of everybody.
Tell Mikey.
Because you are weak-minded and your show is irrelevant and terrible. Beasley hired you and had a chance to make a splash in this market, and they put you on the weakest signal that they have. If they believed in you, they would have put you on a bigger signal. You are terrible, and they know it. This is going to be a side project for them.
He's such a faggot that all of his insults are, like, scientifically accurate. You were put on the biggest broadcast reel in three tri-state areas. And your signal was so weak that it still didn't hit 4.5 million houses. Yeah.
You had a 3.2 when usually in May you got a 3.7. I've held a steady 4.3. Come on, Bubba. Gives a
Bubba,
shit.
Respond to my charts. Respond to my graphs. I know what I'm talking. I fester and think about you all the time.
This is what people on YouTube... This is how people on YouTube should fight because they're desperate to make some money. These two are already making millions. Why are you having this gay-ass fight that you kind of prepared? Oh, come on.
I like that Mike Calta went right into Mersh laughing. That was my favorite part.
The Legion of Skanks subreddit accused us of buying subs before our real ass appearance.
Yeah, because that makes
so
sense.
So I swear to God, I thought that was you, Ian. I'm no. Like, this has to be Ian, because there's no way anyone come up with that.
Nope.
Fucking nerds.
Afraid not.
They're
bought
checking
no subs.
Our numbers. Oh, this is horseshit. What are these guys doing
pretty
on
soon,
here? I better check their subs.
Pretty soon the bonus channel will be monetized too. You gotta use that for something.
With apologies,
we should give
monetized.
We should give it away to somebody. Like a free monetized channel giveaway.
Everybody listening, go subscribe to With Apologies. It needs like less than 100 subs to get monetized. CEO could start getting some money.
No, he won't though. I hate to burst your bubble, but...
Yeah, you Ross got $9.
You YouTube, might make a penny so. Per video. That's all.
His channel gets a surprising amount of views.
Doesn't matter.
I posted CEO's shit on Reddit, and it had, like, my phone exploded with comments.
Those videos don't have ads on them, and when they do, people aren't going to click on the ad. So you're not going to make anything.
That's it. Whoever smashes you to bets gets the channel.
Next no.
Gets the channel? We're just going to give away with apologies? Are you fucking kidding me?
Link droppers, let's what are we looking for a link for? We got so many links tonight.
For them, I heard that they paid you such little money that you had that they paid you half of what Cox was paying you. Tell me that's not true.
From Hurricane?
Tell me that's not true.
No, as a matter of fact, Cox has my deal. They had the right to match. So
right, and they let you go. Do you realize you had such great numbers on this radio station, and they still let you go because you were so terrible? They knew that it would be better to get rid of you than it would be to keep you here.
I had to show Cox my deal. You can go look at Keith Wallace and see what my current deal is, Callahan, if you like.
Nah, I don't care. You mean nothing to me.
So you didn't hear the right information?
I know what I'm talking about. Your deal has to pay the entire show. You have to pay everybody on your show.
Right.
So it's a piddly amount of money compared to what they're. But anyway, go ahead.
Oh, you know what? He also tries to say Cowhead was like a name from school that he always had, but he definitely used it because of Man Cow. That's right, turd.
I definitely remember Mersh being in the chat and being like, let them say what they want. I am making huge money.
Mersh should use that lolcow title. Tampa, he could be lolcow. Royce can be turd. Turd.
That would be hilarious if he got a legit radio show. 939.
I'm honestly
with Mersh.
In this area, like maybe they've looked into Mersh's background too, and they found some of the shady shit. Because I'm surprised they don't have a radio show here.
It's pretty bad. He would be the hippest thing to happen to radio.
We're too controversial. That's what it is.
Oh, when Lewis was fighting with Colta, Lewis goes, Turkey, I've had fight with open micers that have more energy than you. That was a shout out to us. Well, thank you, Lewis.
Oh. Back to Z.
What does it matter?
Because it's sad. It's sad in what you've become because you squandered such a great sad opportunity that this company gave you, the second chance that you came crying for, and then you blew it all. Miami, Orlando, Richmond, Jacksonville, Detroit, St. Louis, and Orlando again. What happened in Orlando again? You were just there. You were going to take down the monsters on an AM station. What happened?
Monsters in the morning.
What show did we replace, Mike?
You didn't replace anything. And then this whole thing with management where you went to them and they said, we'd fire him for you. I walked right
Check
into
out
your
Ian
studio.
Ellis in the
I walked
morning.
Right into Jay O'Connor's office and I asked him. And he sat back and laughed at you and he goes, that's just Bubba being Bubba.
Bubba.
I just had a conversation with him 3 weeks ago and said that, yes, he did say that. So I don't know.
Okay, cool. Then let's get him on the show and we'll both ask him.
Fine.
Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone. Are you guys such buddies? Get Jay O'Connor from Cox on the phone and let's ask him.
I know that I overtook your show that was failing and I took it to a 14 share and you're down to a
7. Ooh,
I
know.
And
you know 14. What? The funny thing is 14.
You want me to answer that?
Fat.
Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah. But you know what?
Do you want me to answer that or are you going to just make statements and keep babbling on about being fat?
My show, after you drive here,
was a solid number one for 5 years with an average of about an 8 to 9 share to adults 25-54.
And what was my
show? Oh, my God.
Okay? So this company said, shut up and let me finish. This company said, we would rather get rid of that guy and his ratings because he's so terrible and he is definitely not the future of radio and take the chance at putting you in there and holding out with you in mornings then keep him 1 second longer. And we did. And immediately we went and became number one. We've been number one ever since we went to mornings and we've lost a little bit of the number.
We
still maintain that 8 to 9 share that we've had.
We are number one in Canada, undefeated in USA. We are terrific.
By the way, his right hand is on the mute button. And that's their other trick is they'll mute the other person and then go, can you shut up for a second? And act like the person actually listened and shut up. But he just muted.
You know what? I want a clip of Jim Norton sucking this guy's dick. And I want Lewis to play that on his show and then confront Jim about it. But hey, Jim, here's a picture. Here's a tape of you sucking Colta's dick. You stand by that? Whose side do you want, Jim? Huh? You on the side of money?
I heard him when he came in the studio. He's definitely a fucking...
I feel like sucker. Lewis is never on Jim and Sam in the morning. It's like Jim Norton doesn't even respect him.
Yeah, that's kind of how the relationship was. Like, yeah, we're cool. Like, Jim was being nice by letting him be his friend. And it was this big thing. Like, yeah, I'm going to get you in there. Made it like a mission. I'm going to get you in the Opie and Anthony world. But he didn't. He sucks.
I bet Sam Roberts makes less money than Luis J. Gomez, but still looks down on him. Yeah, podcaster.
Definitely.
I have an official wrestling show.
And Sam would take a lot less money just to do that show. I'm sure they lowballed the shit out of him.
Hey, CEO.
Yep.
Everybody looks down on Lewis. What do you say to like stirring him up to just start getting mad at everyone?
Stirring up the
like fan? Lewis should know that like Big J. Elkison looks down on him, but Lewis is a better comedian because he didn't steal his shit from Dave Attell. At this point, Lewis is the better comedian. He should tell Jay to suck a dick.
Oh, yeah, man.
Ari Shaffir, a boring-ass storyteller?
You want to finish this last minute?
You know so much more about these fucking guys than I do.
I've watched them all very closely.
Yeah, man.
You want to hear him fight about 14s and 10s?
Yeah.
12? Really, why not? Since we were gone so far.
We had a 14 share, Mike.
Good. Then maybe the rest of those guys will find you, and they'll listen to you for about another month, and they'll hear you doing the same old parody bits. Baby in the trunk, Pope touches kids, Rob, Arnie, and Dawn. Why do I know who Rob, Arnie, and Dawn are? Do you think anybody in your syndicated markets care about this show? But your ego won't let it go. So now you're continuing to promote me to the other piddly markets that you're in.
But you play play a game every morning for a prize called like Sporkle. he plays like college kids sitting around drinking board games. He plays that on the air for prizes. Let's play Sporkle.
Stick Omenenko.
Caller 8. Blah 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 blah. I wish his co-host talked here. He's the worst.
Somebody going into a new direction.
Shut up. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the main guy. I don't want to talk
his
to
his co-host.
Listen, you shut up.
You're not talking to what?
I'm not talking to the interns on your show. You're not talking to any of my guys. I'm not saying a word. If you want to talk to me and you. If you
Feather
Hold
break.
On, I fucked something up there, my bad. His co-host though is smartphone. It might actually be smartphone. Can't even think of his stupid name. Anyway, I fucked it up, my bad. I'm gonna finish this. Hold on,
don't call me.
20 seconds.
Shut up! Oh my god! If you can't handle a conversation with me and you, I took your phone call like you said nobody would. Nobody's ever taken it before, and I'm willing to go head to head with you. If you can't talk to me without the underling talking, then we're not going to have this conversation anymore.
Listen, you can call me what you want, but
I'm not talking to you. There you go.
Boom.
That's it. I gave you several.
Get out of here, Van.
Prove to me that you can.
Told him, and then Van came to us. That's how it all happened.
What, Van's here?
Well, now he left us. I don't know where he's at. I think he's on Sam Hill's show, maybe.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
I think Mr. Van is on break.
What's the next clip? Lewis? Oh, the With Apologies
one. Let's go to, let's go to merch.
Is that on With Apologies? Or did you give me that clip?
I sent you that one. It should be the top line.
Got it.
Hirsch is a paranoid, delusional schizophrenic. He's 100 times worse than Ian. You think Ian is gay with his fucking red bar love? This is some lover's quarrel.
He did some gay shit to me, too.
Ian did?
Yeah.
I don't doubt that.
Fine.
Oops, my bad.
I think somebody in the chat calling me Red Bar Light, which is kind of funny, considering that a large portion of people know about Mike because of me, but that's fine.
Because of him, people know who Red Bar is because of this, merch. Though.
I know because of Ian.
Since somebody wanted to bring it up. I don't know where the little...
You can start with Delusion. He feels like he was a major boost for the Red Bar radio show, whose YouTube channel started at zero in the past like 6 months. Mersh was tied.
Well, Red Bar obviously owes success to Mersh. I mean, obviously. And you know what kills me? Like, if I was Red Bar, I would sue Mersh, because I would be like, you should make me more successful. Like, you know, like, Red Bar is a successful show in that it pays for itself. It's not like a well-known show. But you know.
No, it's not.
No, but Chicago, but to say like Red Bar is a show that pays for itself is what I mean. Mm. You know what I mean? Like he makes money doing it, but it's like he's not like a show with like 100,000 listeners.
No. Of course not.
No, he's successful, but he's not big.
No. He's as big as he's gonna get.
And it's certainly not because of Mersh.
Nope. It's because of Ian.
Yeah, it's because of Ian.
Yeah. You know, Mike's entire thing is to be as big and famous as he can be. That's been his whole plan this entire time.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Mike is very bitter about not being successful. All right, let's go with this Mersh.
The little nastiness and the pettiness kind of started.
Nasty.
But I think everybody can kind of see what side it started on, and it wasn't here.
Right?
Like, it wasn't. Like, whatever little weird shots and little nasty barbs and things that were being, which, by the way, a lot of these shows, they do it behind their little paywalls. They never do it. They never talk shit on their free shows. They go and go,
you want to pause real quick? So that's a shot at Jesse P.S., who has been really good the last like month or so. But Jesse will do that where he'll have a video I finally want to watch, and it's behind that fucking paywall. And I'm like, Jesse, I don't like you enough that I want to pay for your shit. I like you enough that I maybe want to check you out.
He doesn't care about that, though. Paywall. That's his whole deal. He would say he doesn't care, but other people are going to pay for it, so fuck you.
With the Mersh, the like the Reddit community is so horny for this guy's downfall, it feels like mean to put it behind a paywall. Like, everybody wants this. Just let this be free if you're gonna do it.
No, that's what
this
he's
is a
for.
Crowd favorite. This isn't about getting the bag, dude.
Mm-mm. It's about money. Simply money.
Uh-oh, shekel, shekel, shekel.
That's your boy.
Mersh is a faggot. Red Bar, every other episode of Scars Club, it's sort of random if you get talked about, dude. I don't think Mike's hiding behind a paywall.
Ooh.
And by the way, you paid to be behind that wall, Mersh.
Are
remember
you saying...
that? You paid to get over that wall?
You saying that on Jesse's got to get through t-shirt? You to get to Mike now? Would you dive in
Jesse's
front of a
actually...
bullet for Red Bar?
Ooh. Jesse's been defending Mike lately. Defending him all over the place. That's what Hostbuster said.
Oh. Yeah, but I thought, you know, according to Mersh, him and Red Bar were best friends. It's like, what happened?
We're basically the same guy. All right, let's hear a little more of Mershy Squirts.
Mershy Squirts,
I'm going to spill some tea behind my paywall. Oh.
That's a shot at true crime.
I mean, go back. You can go back and watch
Marie
the last 2 months of my show, and go back and watch the last 2 months of his.
Mersh is calling you out, sipping tea, Marie.
Brutally, Lauren. He's taking shots.
Yeah.
There was certainly never any Lauren. Nastiness on this end.
You dumb bitch.
So I don't understand like the Red Bar thing. The Red Bar. fans have just like I don't think they've really been fans of mine, but like the thing about like if you again if you go back and watch both shows, you know, one guy is constantly taking little pot shots for no reason, while another guy, me, is going, "Oh no, I like him. It's a great show. You should check it out." So, I mean,
pause. I just want to point out the extremely obvious of didn't you constantly take shots at Owen Benjamin?
Oh, I know, right?
What if Owen was on his show? He's like, hey, guys, you see what it's like. Like, they're doing entire shows about me. Like, they're psychotic. Like, just ignore them. They're spurks. Yeah.
See, now, but Mersh would go, Owen's mentally ill, so it's okay.
But he doesn't think he's mentally ill.
Merch.
I know that I'm nuts, so I lean into that. But he thinks he's got like a grip on reality there.
Oh yeah.
Owen Benjamin does a video about.
I'm very serious. All of these are decisions I make. Oh mercy, you're so cute.
I don't. I guess I'm just saying, like, I would rather just be what I am, which is a genuine guy. And if these
is this a plenty a of fish of these profile
hosts oh, that yeah, maybe
I'm nice. I like fishing.
It's like one of those dating services from back in the day where you left a voicemail, like the dating services before the internet.
I'm a nice guy. I'm genuine.
Clean shaven, a go-getter.
Not Stinko Meninko.
Casey all said Sippin' T. Marie apologized to us the other day. Are you talking about Sippin' T. Marie or Tenacious Marie? There's two of them. I don't believe that.
Tenacious Marie, you should kill yourself just for having that name. Fuck you. I don't care how you feel about us. Quit the internet.
We banned someone else today in Discord because their name had Tenacious in it. Get out of here, bitch.
Fuck Jack Black. So all Red Bar ever asks of anyone, you know, according to him, is that people just be their authentic selves. And so that was Mersh, like, obeying and trying to appeal to Mike. Like, Mike, don't you get it? I'm just being me, dog. Like, don't hate me for being me. This is just the merch man. Just be cool, guy.
I'm just being me, doggy.
Yeah.
Let a merch be a merch. All right. I promise I'll quit interrupting so much.
That's all right.
You know, I don't know. Maybe they need a couple bucks. Maybe the money's drying up. Maybe they need to stir up some drama to get some new fans. I know
broke.
It's an old game. I've played the game before.
Yeah, you go way back.
But I'm not like to try to goad me into putting nastiness back out there. I don't really have a desire to do that. Like because.
I love that he has the celebutante diva attitude of like I see there's haters out there, but like to ask me to put negative energy back into the universe, like I'm like here to be positive, guys. Like it's like not my message. Like we can overcome with a coke and a smile, guys.
Yeah, relax. You have a show though, but his a show that has the word revenge in the title. You're
supposed to be venging.
Yeah.
And how come they don't have a Star Wars theme to the show?
There's no yoga theme to.
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Revenge of the Sith.
There's no positivity warriors on the battlefield, Mersh. It's the battlefield.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Taking cover. You don't have a 14-point share in a market.
14, I get 900 viewers.
See, now he would say, though, that it's just a name. It's like, yeah, but your name says a lot about you, dumb fuck.
Listen, we were young. It was hip at the time. You know, we're just some cool nerd guys. You know, we're like Chris Hardwick. Yeah, but at you.
I hope Sip and Marie dies.
Yeah.
I can't, well, one of my favorite parts is coming up. Let's keep going with this stupid-ass video.
Because I've already learned from the last couple little brush-ups with people that it's better to let people kick and scream and yell and smear shit on the walls and talk about you 24/7. Like, to me, I have a rule. You can talk about me 10 times for every one time I'm going to talk about you.
Okay, fine.
Not true. I think that at least if you do that, generally...
So that was about us. We're the shit smears. You know, we are the sewers. And Mersh has a rule. Yeah, here's I don't play the game anymore, but here's how I play the game. I hit you once, you hit me 10 times, and then I play the victim. Yeah. But not like those SJW faggots. No. Yeah. He's just too big and too mature for us. He's not an SJ.
I'm telling you, you guys are going to see this in about... I don't know, 4 months, I'm going to start a conservative talk show on YouTube. And the thing is, if I started it, if it was me, I'm going to have at least 1 million fucking followers, at least.
I like that.
If this is what it takes to get 50,000.
I would love to hear your completely incoherent conspiracies. Like, you just sort of barely know what's going on. Like around the nation to hot takes on everything.
Yeah, like that's
you just read the headline.
You pick the easiest audience to get. Like, it's the lowest hanging fruit.
Well, I think all they want just for your conspiracies every week.
All they want is someone that'll call Rachel Maddow a dyke. If you can just do that and be proud of it, not back down, you'll have a huge audience.
It's fucking easy. All I gotta do is watch like 10 Tucker Carlson clips and I'm prepared for a week.
I tell you, I was awake sometime last week. I woke up early and Royce was doing his morning show. And I was talking in the chat and I just assumed I was blocked. And then he was like, "You're not blocked, Ross. Just chill out. You can hang out. There's no problems, man."
Yeah, I saw that. Do you think Royce knows that it's not going well?
Oh, he knows.
He kept playing like songs to annoy people over and over for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, but Ross, I think that fucking Royce. I feel like Royce, he just looks at Mersh and he's like why are you getting into all these like internet arguments? Like, I just want to do a show, Mersh, man.
Mersh, why are you being gay, bro? I don't want to be gay, bro. Let's just do a show.
Yeah, the thing is, when he looks at himself, I don't think he feels much better. That's the thing.
Oh, no. No way. Stinko Manuko.
A lot of people used to be like, maybe Royce would be good without Mersh, and then they realize, no, Royce fucking awful, too.
We should watch Philip Wave after this. They both suck.
Yeah. Watching more of this.
CEO.
Yeah.
If you're gonna be a conservative show, we should be like Crossfire, because Ing said you and me should do an ROTC show. So I'll come in as the libtard from Crossfire, and I'll.
You could do it easily. You voted for fucking Hillary Clinton. You stupid fuck, it'd be easy.
So you just got 1 million followers there.
Yeah, all you gotta do is make fun of Ian. Like, it'd be really easy.
I'm trans, and you're violating my speech zone.
My speech zone? What the fuck does that even mean?
What does any of it mean? All right, do you want to be done with this clip?
I'm going to go outside
no,
for
he
a
says
few minutes,
one
but...
more thing. One more thing that he says. I don't know where it is, but it's fucking golden.
Let's keep going. Generally speaking, people will see that and go, what is Like, you know what I mean? Don't look at the other guy and go, what is your fucking problem, dude? Like, what is wrong with you?
Get your fucking shine box.
So it's just, it is what it is, but, you know, the truth is, you can call me Red Bar Light, you can say I rip off Mike David, but at the end of the day, I've never been anything but nice and promoted Mike David and promoted people, encouraged people to sign up for his Scars Club. Like, I've actually been a nice guy.
I love that instead of, he's like, I'm accused of this crime. Instead of confessing to this crime, I'll change the subject. Yeah, people say I steal from Mike, but I like Mike. Don't you know how much I like Mike? I promote him all the time.
Cass, you would be wrong. I'm not bored at all. I've just been sitting in this heat for an hour and 12 minutes, so I got to get up. I got to do a Joe Booney lap for a few minutes.
I got bad news because I'm on low battery mode. I will switch to my other headphones, but my audio is gonna suck dick.
Nah, who cares?
And of course, you know, like every other podcaster out there, I've gotten nothing in return. It wasn't an equitable thing, and
my choices are to just be
a complete prick to
back and forth. Like he thought like Red Bar was gonna have him on the show.
Yeah, that's the only reason they name drop each other.
Thought you were gonna have my back, bro.
What a fucking retard.
Of course.
What a delusional fuck. Like,
seen
even
his eyes
Ian
before?
Like, no, he's so fucking.
His
stupid.
Fucking googly eyes. It all makes sense. He's retarded.
Stinko Maninko.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
everybody.
Stinko Maninko.
Mm-hmm.
But
you know what I mean?
That's the delusion that Mersh is in, where he feels like it's you scratch my back, I scratch your back. We're all like, he thinks Mike David is the same as Cowhead, is the same as Jim Norton.
Mm-hmm. Low
fucking
cow.
Crazy. That's all.
I just kind of take it on the chin once in a while and admit,
here's bro.
Okay, you know what? This person is. This not even this person, but this
what's
industry,
on his shirt?
this part of they're entertainment toxic. That we're in streaming. There's no loyalty and there's no consideration and there's no respect. So I could either become that, or I can just be better and have people. I think, at least for the most part, have people notice that I do things differently and that I'm not. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, a lot of people end up.
I'm the definition of quality broadcasting. I have a code and an ethic. I've definitely never flagged a channel 19 times in one night. You know that when you get into bed with me, you're going to get a blowjob in return. They say Andy's random edits has started laughing like merch from Philip Wave. He's taken on the Mersh simulation.
Good. Franchise it.
End up coming back around here because they see that, you know, I don't have that nastiness. I don't have that, like, weird, disloyal, angry little content goblin drama bullshit going on. It's just not my style.
No.
So, I mean.
You know what I don't like about this?
He looks pretty chill, man. Yeah.
What I don't like about him saying this is he's half a queer. Like, he is a bitchy queen of a human being. So for him to be like, I don't do this petty.
You
like,
kind of are,
you
too.
You talk with your hand. Yeah, I am a fierce bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Get in my way. I'll roll up on
proud
you.
Proud black woman. We all know that.
But Merch tries to pretend that he isn't. I got a little more integrity around here. You know, it's homegrown. Yeah. It's mom and pop.
That's right.
I'm just a homegrown, homespun, tell it like it is.
You tell him,
Kenny. Please, in baseball and reptilians. And when I tell you that Hitler did nothing wrong, believe me, it's true.
I'll joke about people once in a while, but.
It's your entire
let's
show.
Look at the situation. Let them kind of reveal themselves for being sort of cunts. I'm not going to make them be a cunt too much about me into a cunt.
Viewers, you know, this is kind of the intent. We can be done here too, but it's like Viewers aren't going to watch your show and their show and then sit back and ponder and pontificate about the moves that Merch made.
But he doesn't know. He thinks he's like Carson-esque. That one day, like the moving the acoustic blockers that he puts on the walls, he thinks that's going to be like, that's going to go down as legendary one day. That's why he does it. I have to keep doing
it. One day, the apartment that they share, fucking, there's going to be tours through there. And they're going to get to walk through the original studio.
I'll be back. I got fake me in the chat to fill in for me.
Okay, this is Coaster Carson. Fucking.
Thank you, Kenny. CEO.
What's up?
Did you have any final thoughts on Mersh? You feel like he did a great job there? You know, opening people's eyes, awakening them to the truth, letting them know who's the better guy.
I just think it. I think it's great though that we've taken all his fucking friends. Mersh, don't fuck with us. Seriously.
And we're still making cartoons, just for no reason. And one day you'll apologize.
That's so true. That'll never stop.
Yeah, and you'll hit me 10 times. Yeah, people can see what's the better show here.
That's the thing, like.
Whereas I've hidden you like 100,000 times.
It's true.
This isn't one of those fights where I push you and you push me and then we both kind of feel bad about it. I'm just going to keep pushing you. What are you doing, sweetheart? Being a mature guy? You being the bigger man, Mersh? Is that what you're doing?
I even go into like Periscope stuff on Sirius News. Who is Ian Ellis?
That's legit, Kenny. It's legit as fuck.
I even get muted sometimes.
Fuck, nigga. Yo. You should scream on him, Kenny. You writing angry reports? Do you ever call customer service and go, who is Ian Ellis?
He should.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, you should, Kenny.
Everybody needs to hear about me. You should just call random stores. You should call Target. You know this. Can I have the tires department? Hi, who do you know this? And you just hang up on him. CEO. Have I died?
No, I'm here.
I was really looking forward tonight to Lane going, did Ian fake all of the flips? And I didn't get to have that moment because he's working on a hot animation.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So what happened on Fight Club last night?
I just, it was good.
And just rolling over, no passion.
I guess so.
Are you happier?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right.
Why, what do you think?
Why? I mean, you suck now. It's really boring having, like, chill hippie CEO.
Chill hippie CEO?
You're basically Cosmic Cam at this point. Except you don't even have, like, a cool drug background. You're just like, yeah, man, this is fine. That's it. I'm okay. You're okay. It's okay. Cool. You think that's a faggot I want to have on my show?
You don't. Well, shit, man. I don't know.
Where's the passion?
I don't know. I feel good, man. I feel great.
I hate your happiness. It bothers me.
My happiness bothers you.
Is there anything we can do to make you slightly more miserable?
No, I feel good.
Dieting, exercise. If you turn into a guru, I will slit your fucking throat. If you have a positive outlook on life ever, I'm putting a bomb in the mail. I'm tired of your horseshit. It's a lie. It's not who you are.
It's not positive, but it's not positive. It's definitely not positive. I just look at it like, well, what can I do?
It's HIV positive.
Maybe you need to open a can of whoop-ass on.
It's a good idea, Kenny.
You got this kitten's mittens running around. I heard he wears ladies' underwear. Did you hear that?
I haven't heard that yet.
Hey, he's a cross-dresser, Kenny.
No.
He does his videos in heels. You can hear him clicking in the background.
Next Fight Club, I'll use that against him. That's right.
You know, he got smashed by Sam Hill.
Wow. That's why he's always doing stuff about Sam Hill.
So, you know, how do you feel
you
about
should, you? Kenny.
How do you feel about newcomers that come in here like they got some swag and some big dicks like Andy? But then they're getting into fights with Sam Hill. Like, guys, I'm trying to tell you, seriously, Sam Hill's nuts.
Yeah, it's kind of insulting to all of us. Like, we don't know that shit.
Kind of shows how ignorant they are to what's really going on here.
Yeah, like, no, we never would have picked that up without you, Andy.
Thank God you're here, Kitten's Mittens. We all thought Sam was lit. Had Sam you not warned us, Sam and Rev are pieces of shit. We never would have figured that shit out.
We were totally clueless to this till you showed up.
You know what this piece of shit did to me? He said he represents his clients. I said, who are your clients? Kittens. He said, Producer Jay. I was like, you could have him. And then he said, Joker. I don't really know Joker. He's new, so you could have him. But then he said Rex. And I kind of feel like Rex belongs to me. I feel like I own him. He's my property. And you're going to have to negotiate if you want him on your team.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel like there's a hostile takeover going on. An insurgents movement moving through the ranks.
Well, that could be true. There are a lot of new people.
Is it similar to the BBG? Like, how do you feel about our new people?
Oh, the new people in the BBG are all fucking Revenge of the Sith people, and they are just ruining it. Even Nick thinks it's fucking gay now.
Nick's gay.
That's true.
Ross, I had two more clips I wanted to play. One of them is...
Doesn't Mittens know?
Kenny, you know what, Kenny? Kenny, I've heard the last of your muting. We do a professional show here. I'm not going to tolerate it
anymore. Come on!
You're muted now.
Kenny's fine. Nope. Kenny's fine. Nope. Be nice to Kenny.
He needs to learn a lesson.
He's earned his way
in. Chat agrees. Fake me in the chat even suggested it, so I got to go with fake me's gut. Which clip do you want?
Arana Nation, I tuned in. I don't know what he was talking about, but I saw a booger fall out of his... It's called Arana Nation.
He clipped you? fucking goddamn it. It's coming. You gotta give it a second.
Crazy things he says, we would just be watching full episodes. You gotta find the little things.
What the fuck? Alrighty.
So just watch his nose. Giant bug in
Ross
calls right
Dog's
now.
Penis is so small. Let me tell you, the word penis is too big to even to even describe it. So small, he makes Helen DeKeller look like a brother. It is the tiniest little incy binty thing I have ever seen. Oh my God, it is microscopic.
Oh my God. It's fucking awful. So bad.
Did you guys see that booger fall out of his nose?
No.
It was hilarious. Big old boogie, dried up boulder, just tumbling out like a refugee. That's hilarious.
That's what you do all
there's
day.
One last clip. There's one last clip called Riff Raff has a new song. Riff Raff. Now, I got several strikes on YouTube for the video I made, so this is the remix video of Riff Raff, minus the footage that made it a dope video.
Okay. Don't pump it up too much.
It's still fun. I need more water.
I feel a bathroom break coming on.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Riff Raff. Yo, I got some news. Your boy's gay. Yeah, but don't worry about it. My music's still lit as shit. Check out my new track, Slur Slur, dedicated to my boyfriend, Ross Dog.
Riff Raff, Slur Slur, when I slap the top, Slur Slur, when I scream, scream on the crop. Slur, slur, on my knob, slur, slur. That's how we gonna rock, slur, slur. Go, slur, slur. Get them on their knees, give them slur, slur. Rustle on his knees, says slur, slur. Says slow down if you please, call it sir, sir. Serve it in his throat, some slur, slur. Swallowed it up deep, that's some slur, slur. That's how we peep on the gang. Slur, slur, Louis J. Gomez ain't insane. Slur, slur. Slur, slur, in the streets though. Pop, lock, pop a wheel in a wheelbarrow. That's how we drink. Titties on my knee. Slur, slur. Stand up when I have to pee. Slur, slur. Slur, slur.
You just say titties slur, on my knees? Slur,
slur. Slur, slur. You sure did. Slur,
slur. Yes, on my knees.
On the game.
Slur, slur.
Slur, slur.
Slur, slur. In the streets, don't. Pop, pop, pop a wheel in a wheelbarrow. That's how.
I hope she don't nip slip.
TV's on my knees. Slur, slur. Stand up when I have to pee. Slur, slur. Slur, slur. Slur, slur. Slur, slur.
Slur, slur. Slur, slur. Oh shit, is that the end of the show?
Yeah.
Ross, Ross, I figured we'd still be fighting, so I made fake fools clips. Did I get ya?
Nah.
Alright, everyone.
Piss now.
Sure, sure.
Bullshit.
I think Cosmic will get a kick out of that.
Yeah. CEO, what do you think? CEO just went to bed.
Oh. Well, my battery's pretty low, so I don't know. You have anything you want to talk about? We'll get out of here.
No, I'm good. I sweated enough. I hope the show is classic enough for everybody. No true crime. Let us know. Or should we go back to fighting? Let the crowd decide.
I felt like this was a fun episode, everyone.
I had fun.
I love you. Bye.
But since everyone's going to bed, I'm going to leave too. Fuck it. Fuck you.
Bye, Kenny.
Sorry, Kenny, but, you know, shut up.
All radio is dead.
Sometimes, radio Kenny, you dead. Just gotta shut up. Just shut it. Even if you have a good joke, just shut up for a minute.
You niggas try to play the nigga, trying.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy getting Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
And one of her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle.
I muted myself. What the fuck is playing in my goddamn thing? Alright. I'm so confused right now. I'm gonna play Joker's song, because he made it. So why the fuck not? Do. I know AOC really loves Joker's song. So AOC, this goes out to you to end the show.
Support Joe Booney Sports Channel.
Yay.
Head over to Cosmic Cam for the after show.
Yay.
Shout out to Goyce and Moyers, Rex Channel, Kittens, Mittens, Joker, all the boys and girls, Kenny TV. We never watched his video.
Ah, whatever.
Sorry, Kenny. I
am a winner. You gotta fit it in somewhere else, Kenny.
It's the Joker, bitches.
The Joker, bitches.
Hi, Red, my number one hater. This is for you, you little fucking cocksucker. One of the faces of evil. You done fucked up now, boy. Let's go.
Feel free to hate on me. 24-7, 365, I'm gonna be getting on that panel and I'm staying alive. And you ain't never gonna survive without a job, right? But you can hate on me, boy, whenever you feel like. And I'ma live my life to the day that I die, I'm doing this here. I'm always gonna be getting on stream and have no fear. Like I said before, I'ma keep it going. I'ma keep my mind just on and I'ma keep my lyrics flowing. Now you know, boy, what the name is. You mess with RDA and you're bound to become famous. If you don't like me, then kiss my anus. I'ma do this here to the day that I'm aimless. And I'ma be with the best in the game. Screaming loud, we taking over the rain. And since we vile, I must be doing it right. You can feel free to hate on me all night.
Afraid of radio wars.
You fucking, you niggas try playing a nigga, trying.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. You see it?
This guy Ian Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
And one of her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell Booney.
He's a radishy cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news with Joe the Fighting J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
Thanks, you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Get the stupid mic. I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera, my sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down, holes in the wall. Welcome to the Gaming Channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer, really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
no,
I don't give
bad.
A shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. Okay, you were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good.
Way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fucking fedora and go eat a dick.
So this little fag, he goes, I don't like radio work.